Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. The Kentucky Senate has dealt a blow to Governor Beshear's proposal to allow voters to decide via constitutional amendment if they want expanded gaming in the state. And here to talk about that and other developments at the state capitol is Kentucky Public Radio's Kenny Colston. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, was this vote yesterday a surprise?
You know, I don't think it was. There was a lot of buildup to it. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people knew that the vote was going to be close and that it might not favor Governor Beshear. He even said himself in the lead-up to all this that, you know, while he thought he had the votes, obviously he wouldn't know until the roll call was called for that vote. And obviously when it was called, they fell well short of the votes they needed to pass that constitutional amendment out of the Senate.
I mean, they needed, what, 23 and they got 16?
That's right. In fact, David Williams, the state Senate president, pointed out that they didn't even get a majority of the Senate, which would have been, I think, 18 or 19 votes. So he kind of basically said, you know, the issue is dead. They didn't even get a majority of the votes. They didn't come close to getting what a constitutional amendment needs. So let's move on from this issue. It's been decided.
So this is over for this session? Nothing that can be like repackaged or represented, possibly?
Well, it always could be repackaged and represented. You know, State Senator Damon Thayer, the Republican senator who sponsored the bill in the Senate, says he's done with it for this session. He's not going to put it in as a floor amendment to any bill. He's not going to put it in as a committee sub or any other bill. That happens a lot in both chambers when lawmakers want a specific issue that they know won't pass. They'll kill other bills by filing their old bill that can't pass as an amendment. Thayer says he's not going to do that. House Speaker Greg Stumbo says that his chamber obviously is not going to take it up now that it's shown that it can't pass the Senate this session. It's dead for this session. Whether it's dead for good, you know, they've been discussing expanded gambling since 1994. So it's hard for me to believe that come 2013, there won't be some discussion about it again.
That's the perpetual issue in Kentucky.
Until they pass it, I guess.
That's right. So, moving on to another topic. Now, you've been in the Kentucky Supreme Court this morning. They've been hearing, redistricting dispute has been presented to the court. What's going on there?
Basically, they had a hearing this morning, and it's one of the shortest court hearings I've ever been to. They heard testimony for about 45 minutes, asked a few questions of the lawyers for Legislative Research Commission, LRC, and of lawyers for the House Republicans, and State Senator Kathy Stein, who originally sued over the maps. And it was fairly quick. You know, the LRC lawyers basically want 2 decades of precedent out the window. They told the court, ignore it, and you can set new precedent, and this is your chance to do so. And of course, lawyers for the House Republicans and Senator Stein were like, hold on a minute, there's no need to do that. This has worked just fine for 20 years. You know, you need to uphold this lower court ruling, and you need to tell the legislature to get back to drawing maps, and this time draw ones that are constitutional. And, you know, after meeting all day, the Supreme Court decided to issue a quick ruling this afternoon that says exactly that. They ruled the maps unconstitutional. They said that the legislature would have to use the 2002 maps, not the 2012 maps they through this year, but maps from 10 years ago to run in legislative districts this year, and that they would have to draw new maps, of course, according to state and federal law because of the census, that would be for 2014 and on. So they could draw those maps in this session, but with only 25, roughly, legislative days left and they haven't touched the budget, that seems a little unlikely. What's more likely is that they come back in January during what's called the short session during the odd years and try to pass a map for that because it gives them a little extra year to do that. But it was very interesting. The whole process with the Supreme Court took less than 12 hours today, and we already had a ruling on redistricting. So it's kind of a wild day when it comes to that issue.
One of the other hot-button issues is a proposal to require people who need pseudoephedrine to get a doctor's prescription in order to fight these meth labs. Where do we stand on that?
Well, it was kind of interesting. Before, we thought we were going to have one crazy Ringling Brothers circus type day in the Senate yesterday because we thought that they were going to take up this PSE bill, the pseudoephedrine bill, either before or after they did gambling. But surprisingly, State Senator Robert Stivers withdrew the entire bill before they even voted on the gambling bill. He says that the debate's not dead, but he kind of conceded that having pseudoephedrine as prescription only, just that base statement, probably cannot pass the state senate this year. So they're looking at some compromises, possibly some dosage limits. Of course, you know, this, the pharmaceutical industry has pushed this idea of having, you know, prescription only for convicted meth offenders, and having dosage limits for everyone, and, you know, not making it prescription only for everyone else. And so I don't know if they'll go that far, Senator Stivers will go that far, but they're looking at a few different options, and they'll probably run that bill through committee next week, and we'll have this debate all over again.
Also, there's a push on to add the University of Pikeville to the state university system, but the sponsors, I assume Greg Stumbo, Representative Greg Stumbo, one of the sponsors, is getting some pushback on that.
Yeah, you know, Morehead State University has really rallied against this idea of bringing UPike into the state system. They say that, you know, it's too much. It will drain money from them in the long term, because while the bill says that UPike will take coal severance tax money, Morehead really believes that sooner or later UPike will draw from the general fund like all the other public universities do. And they say, you know, in a time where we've been underfunded for the better part of a decade, do we really need to bring another state university in and really underfund everybody? And so they've really rallied against the bill. And in response, House Speaker Greg Stumbo has kind of said, you know, put some words out there that he thinks people are misleading, that they're trying to strike fear. And he went a step further this week by sending an open records request to Morehead State, wanting to know their travel expenses of their president, Wayne Andrews, wanting to know how they spend their money, their operating budget, trying to get in the nuts and bolts to see if they're really operating like they should. And it's kind of, I guess, an intimidation factor to tell Morehead, hey, you need to back off because I want UPike into the state system.
Mm. And speaking of education, there's also a bill moving through that would create an alternative diploma for special needs students, and that's very close to winning final passage, isn't it?
Yeah, all it has to do is pass the state house. It shouldn't have any problem. It soared through the state senate. It's one of these bills that, you know, we talk about a lot of these issues that are divisive, that, you know, we don't know if they're going to pass or not. This one's really kind of been a slam dunk. It would create an alternative diploma and alternative standards for special needs students so that they can get a diploma. Right now, they only get a kind of a certificate that said, yes, you were in school for this amount and you're done with high school. And, you know, this isn't for, you know, special needs students who obviously, you know, couldn't work a job or anything like that. These are for the ones that, you know, can probably work a job as an adult, who can function in society. And they want a diploma so that they can do that, so that they can get jobs, so that they can work, so they can be productive members of society. This bill would allow them to do that. There's probably going to be a House floor amendment that puts it into effect immediately for this year's graduating class. And it's really one of those bills that lawmakers are getting around and championing and saying, you know, this is good public policy.
Kenny Colston is the Frankfort Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. Kenny, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.